achieve their real estate goals with Kind Quality Service. Patrick can be reached at 588-6593 and on Facebook. Thank you to Patrick Riley of Century 21 Select. And most importantly, thank you, our listeners, for rocking with us this evening. Got a lot of stuff to get into. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, talking about practice starts right now.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talk about practice. Going live right now. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And, of course, producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brett.
Yeah!
Alrighty. Well, here we are. Here we are. It's March. That means it's tourney time.
Woo!
Hey, hey.
Over under, boys, and be honest here. 1.5 games watched in college basketball this year. We'll start with you, Derek.
I actually have seen one full game.
Okay.
I did. I watched it the last game in the Pac-12 season, UCLA versus Arizona. Not the tourney, not the Pac-12 tournament, just the game between them. So one game. Under. Okay. Under 1.5 games.
Brad?
That was the one and only.
Under, the last Duke UNC game.
I mean, come on, way overtimes.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. He's got money on the line.
Yeah. You got kneecaps to keep alive.
I mean,
you
know, I'm
you better be watching.
I'm not watching the whole game, but I'm tuning in to several games throughout the year.
Okay.
So, and then this is by far the most I've paid attention to college basketball.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Interesting.
Now is it because of like how just different the this year is with like not many blue bloods? Yes, we are talking about practice. I'm also talking about college basketball.
Sort of, yeah, because it's an even playing field. And I think this is going to be the best tourney we're going to see.
Yep.
Because a lot of teams have great players. Not everyone went to Kentucky. Not everyone went to Duke. Not everyone went to North Carolina.
See, I will say, I don't think it's going to be the best tournament. One of the reasons being there aren't the mainstays. There aren't the horses to take down. There aren't the top dogs that have reigned supreme that if they fall, it's surprising.
Exactly.
There is the problem with it there being too much parity in terms of, like, which is a good thing usually. But in terms of, I think, in the tournament and how we like to watch it, we need to see the Goliath fall.
Exactly.
And there is no Goliath right now.
No, there's not.
And we usually have at least one to two, maybe three Goliaths out there that are like, yeah, these are the guys are for sure, like, they should make a Final Four for sure. They're a top quality team. There isn't really one of those teams out there.
No.
Not a single one that you say, yeah, I'm going to hang my hat on them to make it to the Final Four, which, again, it gives all these other schools a chance, but I feel it's also going to lack a little luster. We don't have a Duke, a Coach K to root against, or at least me in particular, and my disdain for that man, which kind of missed a little bit. That's a certain thing that you don't have. You know, my hatred is what reigned, you know, allows me to watch a lot of things out there, is because I want to see somebody fail so bad as much as I did see Coach K lose in the tournament. Not many things brought me that much joy. But we don't have that, which is unfortunate. We don't have that. We don't even have... didn't Jim Boeheim just get himself fired?
He got fired.
He said he didn't want to get fired. He wanted to stick around, but he didn't want to stick around. He wanted to retire, but he didn't really want to retire. And they're like, you know, you're going to retire. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was forced in retirement.
It was a mutual parting of ways.
Yes. Not mutual. It was a parting of ways. We don't say mutual. It was a parting of ways in which Jim Boeheim came out looking the lesser of the man.
I will say that for sure the lack of these powerhouse teams and these coaches that we know and root against for vigorously, like you're talking about with Coach K.
And don't forget, Jim Boeheim killed a man.
What?
Jim Boeheim ran over a man. DUI. What? You don't know this? Jim Boeheim killed a man.
I did not even know about this. I
forgot about it.
I know this.
Oh my goodness. This is a few years ago.
Damn.
And it's not even like allegedly.
Spoiler alert.
You know? Like it's not even like allegedly.
He's like, yeah, that was me. My bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a DUI.
I mean,
he should be in prison, I feel like, you know?
How do we not know this is the better question. Yes, so will you please get on that?
Yeah.
But to your point, I do think the lack of blue bloods in this tournament, I mean, UNC is the first team to ever be pre-ranked number one going into the college basketball season and totally miss the tournament.
Completely.
That's never happened before. Hubert Davis, shout out to you.
Oh, man.
But I think that goes to what I was saying, or what Derek was saying, as far as a lot of these recognizable staples of the college basketball world are no longer coaching. Obviously, Coach K is gone. Roy Williams is gone. We just don't have the longevity that we've had. Now, you still have Bill Self.
I was going to say, there's still Tom Izzo.
He just came back.
Tom Izzo.
He was out of the Big 12 tourney. I guess he had some health issues.
He needs some self-help, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Tom Izzo, even that team is lackluster. Michigan State is not. Are they even making the tournament?
They're in the tourney.
Okay.
They're,
all right. Well, I mean,
they're decent.
He is Mr. March, is he not? Like, that's what Tom Izzo, you know, he's... All right, so please remind us.
So it doesn't say anything about him being drunk or... Okay. Having a DUI.
Well, maybe he was saying he was quote unquote tired. He fell asleep at the wheel or something.
He said he was tired, but this man was standing along the interstate and on I-80 or I-690 in Syracuse, and he hit him on the interstate.
Okay.
On the freeway?
On the freeway. So the guy was standing on the freeway, which shouldn't be on the freeway, just standing around. He was just standing in the middle of the freeway.
Mm. So we're gonna blame the guy standing on the freeway and not the guy drinking and driving. Okay.
No, he wasn't.
He said that there wasn't a
There was no mention of him drinking.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to say, allegedly.
This is LA Times.
Allegedly DUI right now.
This is LA Times.
This is LA Times, but again, this has happened in his hometown of Syracuse, too, which, you know, he is a beloved folk hero.
What year was that?
This is 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're
interesting.
Just recently.
Yeah. All right, so just never forget. Tom Izzo. Blood on your hands.
Jim Boeheim.
Tom Izzo. I just want to put everyone on the board. Let me throw darts at them all. All right.
No, I do think this year in particular, there's been less hype about the tournament than I can ever remember. And I have several theories. And one you've talked about, right? Without having some of those legendary coaches, it's just not the same. And I think parity is incredibly overrated in sports. We say we want parity until we get a Final Four with George Mason in it. No one wants a Final Four full of Cinderella teams. We want blue buds because we want to root for or against some of these classic names. No one wants these Cinderellas. We want them until they ruin our bracket and they're in the Final Four. That's not what we came here for. So I think that's part of what's going on with this season. And the other part is we don't have that guy. We don't have a Zion Williamson.
Oh, that one standout player.
We don't have that guy. Scoot Henderson, who will probably be the number two overall pick in this year's NBA draft, is playing for the G League with the Ignite team. He's a problem.
Yeah,
if you've watched any of his YouTube
his
highlights, oh my God.
I mean, there's the problem. The biggest name stars in the coming lottery pick aren't playing in the college basketball. Victor Wembanyama is not in there.
That's correct.
He's from France.
We have nothing to witness in here. I honestly probably couldn't think of a single player in the tournament right now that's like, yeah, that's the guy. I probably couldn't name a single college basketball player. I can name one. Jaime Jaquez from UCLA. That's the only one. Just
that's a great name.
Yeah.
It's a fire name.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't Timmy over there in Gonzaga still around?
Dude with the mustache.
He
might be the super senior.
Yeah, that's the only guy.
I think that goes to our point here. Isn't Timmy that guy Gonzaga still around? A major problem, and there is no star power when it comes to the players or the coaches. And with all that said, we're all still going to gamble. We're all still going to fill out brackets, and we're all still going to watch because there is nothing like sports with major stakes, and it's hard to beat a tournament when you get hoops all day and you get seniors who are going to be playing their last games.
I will say the tournament has always been a very soft place for me because it starts on Thursday, and my old school that I went to from elementary and junior high, we stayed homeschooled from on Mondays and Thursdays. Really? So on, yeah, it was a fun little school we went to. Oh. Went to school the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Interesting.
But on Thursdays, we were given like homework and whatnot. But you know, you got to do it when you got to do it, and I loved it because I was at home on Thursday. I turned on the TV at 10 a.m. and I've got live sports on. That matter. That means something. Yep. That's a winner go home.
10 different channels.
Yeah. All over the place. Yeah. It literally is an ecstasy of sports happening right in front of you. And it's nothing better than that when you have daytime sports that matter. It really is a true testament. No soap opera can ever come close to the drama that is provided by daytime sports like that, okay? You wish you needed you need bonbons just to make the whole picture right there.
Couldn't agree more. I didn't get to stay home from school, but I know in high school a lot of my teachers would just have the tournament on in the background.
Yeah,
And, you know, this was before we had iPhones. We could just watch it at our desk. So it was the same thing. It was like a holiday. It was like a field trip. You know what I mean? Like, this was something special that you got to look forward to, and we'd all gather around the TV and be rooting. So we're still going to watch. It just doesn't have the luster of tournaments of the past. But again, we're still going to watch. And I know, Rudy, you're going to give us some tournament picks coming up. Is that correct?
Yes. I think I posted it last night on the page. But
I do want to say, I feel like if anyone takes off a 16, it doesn't count. Not this year. It's already happened before. I know it's happened one time.
You never know. This year is the most spread out field.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it doesn't count. If a 16 knocks off and it's one, it's
last
not as
year,
like,
yes, I got you.
That was, when that happened against Virginia, that was a true powerhouse Virginia team.
They also had their number one guy out.
Minor details. No one remembers the loss, okay? No one cares about the losers, okay?
I honestly didn't even remember that happening.
Virginia
lost a couple years ago, they didn't have their number one guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it wasn't last year. It was
like back in 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Didn't even remember.
I'm pretty sure it was a year after they won the championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the year after they won the championship, they lost as the number one seed.
God, if you want to be bored to death, watch yourself some Virginia basketball. My God.
Touche. Yeah, no. Truth.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. College basketball in general, until it gets now, when it's like, okay, blood's on the line, finally.
Yes, tournament time is something different.
Yeah. This is a teacher I will get behind. So there's a guy that just commented in our chat, Josh. He just posted that he does brackets with the students, and he shows the games during lunchtime.
There we
that
go.
Is a teacher that I can get behind.
That's my guy.
I support that.
Shout out to homie Love Jay that. Wells. He was in those classes with me. I've known that kid since I was in first grade. Shouts to him.
He learned. Okay. He passed it on to the younger generation.
Good job.
He from the best.
You might as well, because especially this day and age, every kid's got a phone on them, and they're going to be watching if they want to watch.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop them.
That's facts. So. All right, let's go talk about another tournament that's coming up. That's the NBA postseason. Now, what a weird season. Again, parity, totally overrated. We don't have the juggernauts that we typically have going into the postseason. We have, 3 weeks left of the regular season? Mm-hmm. And then it's postseason, baby. And I just wanted to talk about the West because the West is confusing. What's the Kings' record right now?
They are 40-26.
Just a reminder, my lock of the year, Kings over 33.5.
Yeah,
you should have put
all the credit.
To say, your
don't
money,
take all the credit.
Take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. I told you guys going into this season that the Kings were going to be over 33.5. I predicted they would win more than 40 games or at 40 games right now. That's enough about me. Let's talk about the Kings. The Kings are currently plus 7,500 to win the finals. So, you know, you could take a flyer if you'd like. Great value there.
I'll drop $40 on it.
Kirk Kitayama had better odds.
That's facts.
Yeah. Wait,
but when
you had worse odds.
Well, worse odds. Better, for your money, though.
Yes, okay. Yes.
When you look at a team, when you look at a team like the Warriors that are just plus 1,200 to win, there's no
value in that.
There's not a ton of value. And the Warriors are the fifth worst team or fourth worst team on the road this season. And you can explain away some of that with some of their guys missing, but it's no longer a trend. It's just who they are. They're going to have to go on the road and win some games to make a run here. So in the West, boys, what are we going to do?
The Lakers aren't even in it right now.
The Lakers aren't even in it. And the Lakers have a better odds to win the NBA championship than the Sacramento Kings.
Well, that's because of LeBron, if he comes back.
Well, and it's also because you know you're going to get public money on the Lakers no matter what, because they are the Lakers. But
are we doing predictions or?
How do you see things shaking out? What's interesting to you here?
The Kings are solid. They could hang with any team. They've beaten all the best teams already, and they know to close out games, which they haven't in the past. So they're solid, obviously. KD, if he comes back and healthy, the Suns are going to be solid, depending on CP3 and Devin Booker staying healthy as well. Giannis and the Bucks. Giannis is here right now. We might play again. Oh, it's the Bucks. Bucks Kings tonight. That should be a good one. Side note: Bucks and Kings are 20-0 hitting the over, which is the craziest stat in sports.
Really,
that is pretty wild.
Yeah. Their over is 244
and 20-1 tonight.
Yeah, I'm not touching
all that money right there. Now, gotcha.
Yeah, we'll see. And then Denver. Denver's lost, what, 3-4 in a row? But they got Jokic, which is balling out of control. Yeah, I mean, it's a toss-up. I don't know. But 7,500 for the Kings, that's...
I mean, there is still a Phoenix Suns team that is... Well, granted, I mean, what KD did hurt himself in the layup line. So that's pretty soft.
Pre-game.
That was pretty soft, KD. It was not good.
plus Kuminga,
but it's problematic.
Kuminga did the same thing two nights later.
The problem is that means it puts a lot more pressure on CP3, and we all know how much I love CP3. And when I say love, I mean hate the man for being absolutely and utterly a failure when it comes to playing basketball in the playoffs. So, shouts to you, Chris Paul, and not getting your championship like you thought you were going to get.
Well, I think your hatred for Chris Paul is more of a hatred for David Stern for vetoing that trade that would have sent Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Yeah, so I can't hate David Stern right now because he's gone right now at this point. Yeah. There's no reason.
R.I.P.
I mean, I still
to the legend.
Is he actually dead?
What? 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, see, that's how much I care about David Stern. Didn't care that he died right now. All right. So you were dead to me long before this moment. 2 years ago, I should say. You're dead to me longer than whenever it was.
Whatever.
But either way, that being said, and he's also just a easy person to dislike with his stupid State Farm commercials with the Chris and Cliff Paul. That was cheesy. I just hate these guys that get into cheesy contract. Granted, money talks. I get it. You got to feed the family no matter what. And if you want to be one of those cheesy State Farm commercials, go for it. But I'm going to hate you for it, and I am. So there you go, Cliff Paul.
Cliff Paul.
All right, so you don't believe in the Suns is what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, why would you? Who would ever believe in the Suns that doesn't have Kevin Durant?
Yeah, with KD, 100%.
Without KD, the coattails you can ride. He's taking teams to the finals. People have ridden those coattails before. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul could have ridden them, but not today.
Especially, was it last year when they completely choked? Or no, it was James Harden, CP3, when they completely choked.
That was a Houston team right there. Yeah. And then they also went to the finals and lost to the Bucks 2 years ago.
Yes.
So there's that.
After going up 2-1.
Yes.
Oh, they were up 2-1.
So it is a simple factor to say that Chris Paul has never had success in the playoffs, per se, because he is in that New Orleans team. He always lost to the Lakers back then. Then he went to wherever he went to, and he's never won. He's just never won.
He went to OKC for a year, right? And then he
lost there. Houston, not there.
Now the Suns.
Clippers, never there.
Oh, the Clippers.
That's
the
big gap.
The Clippers.
I was like, oh my God. That was the Lob City. That had so much time. Everyone was loving the Clippers. Like, oh my God. Yeah. All CP3 has to do is throw it up. Well, yeah. Okay. You know what? All that happened right now. They got thrown down. Okay. All right. Thrown down the throats of everyone. And nothing happened from them. So CP3, there's nothing to hang your hat on to. So why? I don't know why you would think that those coattails take you nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that the Kings are well positioned. They are they the 2 or 3 seed?
They're the
right
two,
now,
right, two now right now over Memphis, and they have similar records at 40-26.
And with Memphis,
they're dropping.
We don't anticipate getting Ja back this season. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
It's not looking good. That's for sure.
Adam Silver has been suspiciously quiet about the entire situation.
Yeah, it's been what, a week now?
Yeah.
He hasn't said a word.
We led last week's show with the Ja Morant story of him holding the pistol on IG Live. So, yeah, we still don't know what's going on there, but we know, we anticipate he's not coming back. They lost Brandon Clark with a torn Achilles. And so the West is wide open. The Kings are well-positioned. The problem with the Kings is they have virtually no playoff experience. You have Harrison Barnes, who has a ring. Other than that, it's a lot of young dudes with not a lot of experience. And I think the playoffs is just a different beast. And the Kings, their defense, their offense is number one in the league. Points per game and offensive rating is number one in the league. But their defense is troublesome, to say the least.
No, 100%.
And that's going to be really difficult in the postseason to win. That's why if you're a Warriors hater, why you would imagine that the Warriors can't make a deep run this year, because their defense, especially on the road, is just a turnstile. It's just like, you go ahead and take a turn running to the basket and getting in the lane, and we'll throw Kevon Looney at you. That's the best we got. So, did you have something to say?
I was going to say, a bold prediction for me is Kings make it to the Western Conference Finals this year. I don't think they're gonna. I think they have a chance 100%. To beat Denver because of how they've been playing and how they've been playing since the All-Star break. But it's going to be difficult to make it past Denver. But I think they're going to make the conference finals.
Yeah, Sacramento should just lay it all on the line and say, if you want lights in the city, you have to have them win. Okay, otherwise all the lights are
gonna be pitch black.
All right, so it's like light the beam, but it's like light the entire city. That's the only way.
During
so
playoffs,
if you want the city to be lit, you got to win.
Right. I like that. It's
You like the beams got so
power,
much more
no
meaning.
Power,
then,
do you guys want to live or die?
The local electrical company Smud gets with the Kings and does a promo.
Yeah.
Where if they win, you get lights. If they lose, lights off.
Lights
baby.
Off. Yeah. So you're playing for lives out there, because like hospitals need those lights, baby. You know, there's some people on some life support. That machine goes off, it ain't happening for them anymore. So light that beam, baby.
The Kings.
Bunch of Lakers fans become Kings fans real quick in that hospital.
Wait, what?
What?
Well, because Lakers fans, if they're in the hospital,
we're going to go ahead and move on, and you don't need to explain the joke. Right. It wasn't a good one.
Right.
The
swing and a miss.
The Kings would have, if they were to make it to the Western Conference Finals, they would have home court advantage in the first two rounds. I just would find it. God, I would love to see the Kings and the Warriors play in.
In a series?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be dope, incredible. Oh, that would be incredible. And shout out to my Kings friends. I root for you guys when you're not playing the Warriors. I would also like y'all to calm down, because you guys are like five games up on the Warriors, and this is the best season you've had in 16 years. And it's like, hey, guys, we are literally the defending champions. But whatever. I don't want to.
There's nothing worse than
fun.
There's nothing worse than people with new money. You know, you get it. All right, it's like, yo. But people who have money, it's like, yo. Yeah, we've been there. Like, yo.
Right.
It's like, nothing special right now.
Yeah.
All right, we've been there. We've done that. We got them ships. All
right. Right.
Like, now you're just celebrating. Like you're doing well right now. Like, whoa. You just got a mill. We've got a bill over here, okay?
Yeah.
So cool your jets, all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Warriors are, in this case, with using that analogy, are like the dot-com boom. They've been sitting on this dough for a little bit. And the Kings are like, you know, the guy who owns Uber. He's brand new to this. This is all new to him. I think that'll be really interesting to see how.
And the Lakers are like oil money. So
that's that's
Lakers
right.
Oil money.
There you go.
Yes.
We run the world.
The Lakers and the Celtics are basically like the Rockefellers.
Yeah. Rockefellers and Carnegies.
Yeah.
They've
been doing this. Yeah. They've been on it. They've been drinking mint juleps and all that, you know?
Dude, we've got feathers in the caps, okay?
Yeah, that's
all over the place.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. I find it incredibly interesting what's going to happen in the West. I just think it's more wide open than we've seen in a while, which completely contradicts my statement that parity is overrated, because I think parity in the playoffs will be interesting. But, I mean, you know, we'll see. Because Memphis, obviously, out of there if they don't have Ja. The Nuggets, okay. Jokic is amazing, as we know. He might win his third MVP in a row this season. But, like, does anyone frighten you besides the Suns with KD? Because other than that,
really. That doesn't even frighten me.
Like I'm looking at the right
Giannis
now, and it's,
and
it
the
really
Bucks.
Is.
I
it
mean,
is,
well, that's the East.
It
man.
Is kind of it's slightly pathetic. Like just looking at what's out there and what possibly could. I mean, right now in the play-in games, you got Minnesota, Dallas, Utah, and Oklahoma City. The only one is maybe Minnesota because Anthony Taylor is a fun guy to watch.
But Anthony like, Edwards.
Edwards, that's exactly. I don't even like watching the guy. Right? That being said, there really is nothing to really, say this is going to be it. So we can see, we're going to see some parity out there. But that might lead to some snooze fest or it might be some really entertaining games, but I don't know.
I think it has the potential to be really interesting and entertaining. If the Warriors start to go on a run, I just think because of the dynasty factor and because it's household names, that could get interesting. If KD comes back fully healthy and the Suns start playing really well, that could be interesting. Adam Silver's nightmare is for the Denver Nuggets to make it to the NBA Finals. They don't draw.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
They have a very solid home court and fan base, but they just don't draw. Jokic, great player, next to zero personality that we've seen. He's not marketable in the way that pretty much every other team in that top 10 has that guy that is really marketable. And Jokic's just not that dude, right? Like,
well, in all fairness, he doesn't want to be that guy.
That's what, like.
He is totally fine with his role. He just wants to play basketball, which unfortunately for the Nuggets, you need more than a guy that wants to play basketball if you want to make a star.
Correct.
You have to have a guy that's willing to do all
And he doesn't have any stars playing with him.
Not particularly, no.
To this point in his career, he has not played with one other All-Star or...
Jamal Murray never made one?
Never made an All-Star game.
Wow.
He's never played with an All-NBA player. So, and it's incredibly rare. Usually when guys have played as long as Jokic has, they've played at least with 12 seasons total of having an All-Star or an All-NBA player on their team, and Jokic has played with a total of zero. So,
wow.
That's,
terrible look on the Nuggets right there. What are y'all doing up in the Mile High? Stop smoking and start signing.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Use some of that star power. Like, yo, you can get away with anything here in Denver. Right, Colorado, like,
literally
everything.
Yeah.
Shoot it, snort it, smoke it. Don't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, we could do shrooms legally here.
Yeah.
Can't you? Yeah, I think you can.
I'm pretty sure everything's legal there, right?
Yeah, you can.
Love that for them. Good on that.
I'm just saying, Brad, you have the computer. You could easily look it up. Can you do shrooms in Colorado legally?
I know you can do them in Oregon. I didn't realize.
Are we talking about Oregon right now, Brad?
No,
thank you. Then what did that factor have to do with anything?
It was just a fun fact.
Let's
go to Oregon, everyone.
Why don't
please.
You tell people how to spend their money?
Yeah.
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Hey! I've got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
Just listen to your boy when it comes to golf, man. Your boy's on a heater. I've been in a heater all season, and I'm dipping into FanDuel, too. I had a great... 3rd out of 100 in the experience pool in FanDuel, and I accidentally joined the experience pool. And hey, I hit on Scottie Scheffler, 40 to win 425, but that's last week. Who cares about last week? It's Monday, new money, new week. Let's get it. My 4 picks for the tourney. Overall winner, Texas. I love Texas this year at +1400. I like UConn at +1700, Kansas at +800. And my dark horse of the series or the tournament is Kentucky at +4300. So those are my four dogs. I might throw in Duke. Duke's hot, man. They won, I think, 10 games in a row. And they just won the ACC as well. I think they're +2200. So those are my bets for the tournament. I'm going to do my best not to bet the actual games because it's a betting nightmare. There's upsets left and right. I always lose money in March, but not this month. And then for golf, it is the Valspar Championship, the last stop in Florida. The field's kind of small because there's a big tournament next weekend, which I forgot which it is, what it is. Anywho, long story short, your boy Jordan Spieth, that's why I'm rolling with his second favorite at +1200. Sam Burns at +1600, and then one other dude. Where are you?
What's going on with Jordan Spieth?
Dude, he's in it. he's in it every week.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate betting with him. Trust me.
He won
hate...
three majors in his first two years as a professional.
No, you're right.
And has not been able to break through since. What's happening there?
I say the same thing about Rory, too.
Yeah, Rory's on a bigger drought than he is.
That's a fair point. Yeah. That is a fair point. Golf's hard.
Golf's extremely hard. And Justin Rose at plus 2,200. So,
all right.
Like I said, there's only three players in the top 25 playing in the tournament. So it's a wide open field. Next week, did he pull up what tourney's next week, bro?
Hey, it's just I'm only seeing Valspar.
Oh, okay, so. I know there's one next week or the week after.
Guys,
that.
The week after is the World Golf Championship, and the Corrales. I can't even pronounce this
gotcha.
One.
Okay, sounds awesome. I got a confession to make. So, I've been on here talking about how boring golf is to watch. The last two weekends, I have been watching golf.
Let's go, baby.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm starting to get into it a little bit more.
And you're welcome, because I came over with Kitayama. I'm like, dude, we need to watch this.
Yeah.
And I can't leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, my butt's sitting here.
We were watching more of that tournament than we were the Warriors-Lakers, which was playing at the same time, which is saying a lot.
Even Jordan said, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's saying a lot for me. I always watch Warriors-Lakers because for years, y'all just beat us down, and it was miserable.
It was nice.
But anyway, I'm now watching golf. So.
Yeah, and then every week from here, every week that Fowler and Morikawa's in it, drop some money because those guys are due. And their odds are great. They're not 20,000 to one, but Fowler's about like 6,500 going in. Morikawa's over 2K going
right.
in. So let's get it, boys.
There you have it. Thank you, sir.
And Colorado, they have legalized it this year. Mushrooms.
For shrooms.
There you go.
Nice. All right. Yeah.
All right.
You guys weren't wrong.
Colorado it is. I guess we're moving there. No, I'm fine.
Oh. If they had an ocean, I'd be gone already. I would have been out of here. But they don't.
Yeah.
No. So I'm here.
Just slopes.
Yeah. I'm here.
I mean, Oregon's got an ocean. They do.
No, I'm not moving to Oregon.
Not a viable ocean.
It's more rugged.
Well, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
I'm not gonna, you know, go.
You're not gonna go lay down and get
day,
a tan.
You know, get my there. Blanket out there and.
Fair.
You
know, it's definitely not a summer day.
Top a little frizz out there and hit the water. No, not a chance.
Fair enough. No. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico People Powered Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are listening to Talking About Practice, Chico's number one sports talk radio show. You got your boy Jarrow, Derek, Rude Dog, and Statman Brad in the building. Want to thank you again for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we got going here. We also want to thank our supporter, Aaron Lackey Photography, a boutique photographer designing, creating custom wall art and heirloom albums. Aaron specializes in family, student, pet, and special event portraits to be passed down through the generations. Aaron Lackey Photography, getting your memories off of your phone and into your home. Details at aaronlackey.com. You can also find Aaron at 530-370-3597. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to you, our listeners. We appreciate y'all checking us out this evening. All right. Let's get you caught up on everything going on around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So take me across this beautiful country of ours, and we head over to New York City. In particular, Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone knows, in New York City, Staten Island, that's pretty much the butt of New York. But either way.
I've stayed there many times.
I've never been there.
Right on the butt.
Or I'm thinking of Long Island. Is Long Island the...
No, it's Staten Island. The Jersey Shore folks are from Staten Island.
There you go. There you
Point
go.
Of reference.
100%. Enough said.
Enough
either
said.
Way. Staten Island, here we go. Now, this story I'm about to tell you leads to a lot of questions. It's one of those stories that annoys me because the questions that come up are not answered in this story, and you're going to be alongside me in your questioning of said story. So come along for the ride, y'all. So my man, he's unimportant because he's walking his dog. Dog not important either. Now, in this story, this man and his dog, well, in particular the dog, sniffing around, come across something that stirs a little controversy. What is that something? A human hand.
What?
Oh.
On the street?
Like on the sidewalk? On the sidewalk. In a park in Staten Island.
Oh, my God.
In a North Mount Laredo State Forest. Yeah. So, now, hand, sidewalk, pathway, whatever you want to call it, found. What's going on here? So, police do a little investigating, like they do. A little fingerprint analysis comes back. Said woman has been dead already. In fact, she's been dead since 2011 and was buried in a cemetery nearby.
Oh, my God.
Now, apparently they're thinking that said hand became detached from said body when the grave next to hers became re-excavated for your use.
Huh.
To which I'm saying, how the hell did that happen?
What?
Did they break into said woman's coffin? Do they not bury said woman in a coffin? Not asked at all. Not answered at all, I'm sorry. How did it remove itself from that area to this the forested area now, near the pathway? They don't only tell you the distance, they just say nearby. So nearby could be a lot of things, you know, because in and out right now is kind of nearby. But yeah, that's a long way for a hand to travel that has no body attached to it.
That is wild.
Now, again, another question that comes up. Oh, they're reusing grave plots? I thought once you got like that spot, that's yours for life.
Two for one, like half off to
not
join
for life, but like for the rest of time.
Yeah.
Like you bought it for the rest of your time. Like they're going to, you know what?
There's a certain time limit.
You got 20 years in this spot, then we're just taking you up and moving you.
Yeah, but you
got
to go.
There's
gotta go.
One spot open, but the other one, there's one person there, half off, and throw you in that one.
Honestly, like married couples, you can do 12 feet and then 6 feet.
I was thinking
double stack.
Yeah,
you double
stack.
That's
a married couple.
And then you also have families that'll actually even go 4 deep, I've heard.
4 deep, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's crazy.
Saves money.
Do we need 6 feet of distance between every body?
It's just what they do.
Just what they do?
It's just what they do.
Right. I wonder if it's like anything less than you got zombie apocalypse or something.
No, that's 5.5. No!
Well, you know that's why they also put cages above old crypts back in the day, right?
Maybe it's like that one movie. What's that one movie with the hand?
Adam's Family?
No. There's a hand that like tries.
Idle Hands.
There you go. Thank you.
Devin Sawa.
Never seen Idle Hands?
Never seen that before.
That's
never
a classic,
heard of that. Fantastic movie.
Oh, yeah. That movie's awesome.
Fantastic movie.
Derek, get it YouTube,
what a
Brad.
Great call.
Idle Hands.
All right. I'm about to look that
it's
up.
It's a
great movie.
It's a mid-90s movie.
All right. Okay.
I mean, any movie with Devin Sawa, and it was a mid-90s movie.
It was a song.
Well, again.
So
many questions arose from this since said interaction.
That's a
removed
trip.
Itself and got into the sidewalk. The world will never know, probably.
We never know. Yeah.
Maybe it's something with a bad like necrophilia and like just really we needed a hand job.
You never know.
You know? It's just like, you know, I need something. Find it quick.
Oh, there's
there
one right there.
Yeah. Just start digging, you know? Yeah. That's a weird thing, too, necrophilia.
Yeah. Hmm.
Never understood that.
Yeah, we don't need to explore it. No. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But all love matters, okay?
Okay, God. All right. Jeez.
All right. One more story for y'all to give you all a just end you on a nice little note, okay? All right. We don't discriminate here, okay?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
So y'all know the brand Yeti, right?
Good old
Yeti. People who spend exorbitant amounts of money on a cooler, you could buy one for $5 that does the same exact thing. Good on you, Yeti. Yeah, Yeti. Well, apparently they're recalling some of their products because all that money you spent was put to waste. Because apparently some of their products could involve serious risk and death. That's right. That's what their word said. Serious risk and death. What are those said products that are being recalled? 1.9 million of them. The M30 Soft Cooler 1.0 and 2.0. Hopper M20 Soft Backpack Cooler. And Sidekick Dry Gear Case products. Pretty much all of them, it sounds like.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Single.
All right, if you bought any one of those, careful. Because apparently, there's a magnet in there that can detach And if it falls off and you swallow it, you could die.
Wow.
Now, if you swallow that magnet, you deserve to die.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, I'm just saying, if there's something in hard in your drink, spit it out. When it's not meant to be there. Unless you have ice in your drink, then that's supposed to be there. If you don't have ice in your drink, if there's something hard, let's spit it out.
But who swallows ice? Just without chewing on it.
Just a little piece of ice gets in there. It could happen, but you know. Yeah, all right?
You never know.
Some people like to swallow. All right? And we don't want to stop them. Because, again, that's their prerogative. If you want to swallow ice, swallow away. But if you don't, spit it out. Because that magnet's not supposed to be in there. Again. Do not swallow the magnets.
Why is there a magnet in all this?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering what those products are right now that causes a magnet
maybe,
to fall out.
Maybe it keeps it shut, like the cooler or something shut. Maybe
automatically shuts.
Either way, I have no Yeti products.
Yetis are expensive anyways.
Right? Again.
Yeah. Way overpriced.
And you can go to your store and get one of those styrofoam coolers. Does the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. $2.99, baby.
I mean...
not exactly.
No, only for
it keeps
like
it cool. I mean, honestly, that's what it's supposed to do.
The main product of
a cooler is to keep things cool, and that's what that styrofoam thing does. It keeps things cool.
Honestly, Coleman coolers, still classic. They get the job done.
Nice.
Any of them. All right, there's a cooler out there. It does the same exact thing as that Yeti. It is not the price as a Yeti, and it will kill you, apparently.
Yeah.
These Yetis can kill you.
I had a friend recently tell me that they were white, but they weren't. Yeti cooler one.
Yeti cooler.
That's a big difference.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's levels to this, you know?
No doubt.
People who don't understand white culture, Yetis.
Yeah.
Part of white culture.
Yep.
Right there.
Agreed.
Okay. Along with cheese curds and hunting deer.
Hunting deer.
I didn't know that cheese curds were the exclusive domain of white folks. I love me some cheese curds.
Cheese curds are amazing.
That's a Midwest staple right there.
Do you imagine it's my white side that loves cheese curds?
Yes.
I think cheese curds are for everybody.
I think they should be. Yeah, 100%. I mean, who doesn't love fried cheese?
I feel like beer cheese is more of the exclusive domain of white folks.
Yeah, because that's involving beer, a product that's very much a white.
IPAs and all those crazy
they love
beers.
That little saltiness in there, a little bitterness in there.
I mean, I love beer cheese as well.
Yeah,
beer
100%. Beer cheese is delicious.
Pretzels.
But you know it's not delicious? Cheese skirts. Cheese skirts, vile. I don't understand this town.
I agree with you, Darren.
Give me this cheese skirt BS out there, Chico. Get rid of them. It's burnt cheese.
Team Derek right here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Cheese skirts. I don't get
it. I love cheese skirts.
I know. It's a line divided right now.
You rip the cheese off. You get the little piece of meat and you get meat and cheese.
Yeah, I could do that with my ooey gooey cheese. Still the same. It's not burnt. It's delicious.
You can't hold the ooey gooey cheese without it like dripping all over your hands.
That's what nacho cheese is for.
We're not going to go down that road.
Okay, well, that's the news, y'all.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Watch out for Yetis. They'll get you.
Don't buy Yetis.
And if you want to swallow it, just swallow it, okay?
Yeah, go
if not, spit out, okay? Spit out the ice. But don't swallow magnets.
No magnets.
Okay. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent to cover all the sports we haven't spent enough time covering around here. We bring on our good friend, Derek's sister, Erin.
Hello! How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
What is happening? So, the Players' Championship this weekend. Wherever you want to go with it, we already talked about who the winner was. But let's talk about what happened at TPC Sawgrass. Before we get into it, I just want to say that nothing makes me feel better in watching golf than hole 16 at TPC.
You mean 17?
17 the island?
Yeah. Yeah,
17.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Island, yeah.
When pro after pro steps up and puts it in the drink, it makes me feel so much better about myself as I sit on my couch eating chips, yelling, "Ha! Loser!"
That's why golf is so great. It is truly a great equalizer, and it genuinely makes you appreciate how difficult the sport is. It's so hard. It takes so much talent.
Yeah, but it's great to watch these pros just drop the just be terrible.
There's nothing better than making you think like you could be on the tour.
Yeah.
Like right then and they're like, yeah, I could be on the tour. Right there.
Oh, he just did a 3-putt on that? Please.
Oh, pathetic. Yeah, yeah. And you do the exact same thing out there as them. It's just that 3-putt is usually a 5-putt.
More like a 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
All right, so we've now distracted you. Erin, back to Players' Championship this past weekend.
Yeah, so Scottie Scheffler won. Congrats, Rudy. That was a good call. But Scottie is hot.
Yeah, the boy is running right now.
Yeah, you know, all money on him. It wasn't all that exciting because he was five shots ahead of the most of the field fairly early in the day. There was one contender, Minwoo Lee, who was tied for the lead going into the final round, but then he triple bogeyed on the fourth hole, and so he was three shots behind. Mm-hmm. Like, what a heartbreak. Impressive, though, because at one point he did go under. He was 10 shots back, but then he pulled up and he ended up, I want to say, tied for six, maybe tied for Minwoo Lee. Oh, tied for six, yeah. So congrats to him, Minwoo Lee. He's an up-and-comer. Yeah, Scotty is just, he's on fire. He won the Waste Management Open, which he defended from last year. He won the Masters last year. Golf is exciting to watch.
It really is. It's got me. I'm intrigued. I actually enjoy watching golf now. Now, I'm not a Thursday through Sunday guy. I'm a, hey, let's check it out on Saturday. And let's, if it's close on Sunday, I'm locked in. But I'm also, I need to start gambling on it. I think that's going to make it way more entertaining,
you, man,
taking some flyers.
The odds are there, bro.
Multiple people, including Rudy, told me to take Scottie Scheffler, and I ended up not betting at all. And I deeply regret it. So there we are. Aaron, you got anything else for us on the Players Championship this past weekend?
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler won a cool $4.5 million. Friends with him. Our boy Kurt Kitayama did not make the cut. But if you've been watching Full Swing, Joel Damon did. He tied for 60th.
Oh, nice. He did? Oh, cool.
He sure did.
I got to imagine Kurt had himself quite a week.
Yeah.
He had himself quite a week.
That boy's from Chico. We know how his week went.
He's at rallies
also,
right now, bro.
Got to give a shout out to Scotty Scheffler's grandma, 88 years old, is apparently walking
out there
with him all 18 holes. So shouts to the grandmas that are out
really, really cool. That's really, really cool to be able to do that in front of your gram. So. Derek and I can't play golf in front of our grandmothers because they're gone.
We all looking for new grandmas right now, so Aaron's involved as well. We need some.
So if you're out there listening and you would like a couple grandkids, holler at us. We are currently accepting applications for new grandmothers.
I will bring over flowers for a home-cooked meal any day of the week.
Every single time.
Agree.
Yeah.
And a hug and just ears to talk, listen
to.
Any of the above.
So holler at us. We are currently accepting applications. Aaron,
tell us where to apply. We'll apply to you, actually.
Yeah.
You, other grandma, we'll apply for you.
Yeah, you let us know if there's any openings available.
We'll take out the trash, clean some gutters, do some sidewalks.
Your grandkids suck? Holler. We are open for business. So
we will appreciate you.
let us know. All right, can we do a couple quick questions here?
I'm ready.
I know we don't have a ton of time, so we got three good ones. I'm going to pick the two I like the most, and we'll go from there. I like this one. The title's Rich Boyfriend, and they start off with Hello, Aaron and Gang. So Aaron gets the lead here. Though I am a woman, I am a huge sports fan, so I listen to your show based on my friend Jason, who is a big fan of your guys' show. Shout out to our boy Jason out there.
This guy. Yeah. Spreading
Jason,
the good word.
Pretty cool.
Jason sounds like a good dude. Yeah. Keep hanging out with him. I wanted to get some advice on how to handle a particular situation with my boyfriend. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a couple of years now, and our relationship is really strong. He's caring, blah, 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 all these wonderful things. She ends it with, he's rich. I know it sounds too good to be true, but I need not lie here. I grew up with a single father. My mom passed when I was young. Sorry about that. My dad was a working class guy who worked in shipping most of my life. That is to say, we weren't poor, but we lived in a small rental during my childhood, and he lived just beyond check to check. My boyfriend, however, comes from a very affluent family. Through family connections, he has a job as an investment banker and makes lots of money. Truthfully, and I know you guys are probably going to roll your eyes, I didn't care about his money, and I still don't. It is certainly nice to go on nice vacations, or it's certainly nice to go on vacations and eat at nice restaurants, but my life was fine before he came into it. I work as a family counselor, specifically a grief counselor, and work with children who have lost someone close to them Or this wasn't the one I wanted to read. I just realized.
We give Jason so much love.
We got 3 hours, bro.
My bad. Specifically, I work with... Go ahead. Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You're already into it.
Yeah, we got too deep.
I'm already invested.
We got too deep. So work with children who have lost someone close to them or have experienced some level of trauma. I'm very passionate about my work, but my boyfriend wants me to quit my job. He tells me the stress is not worth it and that he is happy to take care of me. He wants to have children and would prefer that I stay home to take care of them and the house. This probably sounds like a dream to some of your listeners, but it isn't my ideal scenario. I'm very passionate about my work, and though it doesn't pay a lot, I feel that I am making a difference. I have tried explaining this to him many times, but he jokes in response about how little money I make for the amount of stress I deal with. Ooh. I knew going into this line of work that it was not going to be a huge moneymaker, but I'm happy. Yes, I do get stressed, and I hear horrific stories from young children, but this makes me feel empowered and reminds me of my purpose. I am not ready to quit my job, nor do I see myself totally ever walking away from this line of work. I fear, however, that if we were to get married, he will expect me to leave my career. He says that he wants to be supportive and just wants to alleviate some of the pressure I feel at work, but I still believe he will want me to walk away if we get married. What should I do? Erin, I will start with you since she started with you.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely do not quit your job until you are married. Like,
yes,
don't even consider it.
Like, secure the
not
bag.
Until you get the ring, not until you get back that marriage certificate can you even consider quitting. So I think that's easy. And maybe he's telling you to quit because he's just like, well, you know, I see you're suffering and it's painful. Maybe he doesn't understand that you're just venting. And so maybe, you know, like, hopefully he will understand that at some point.
I was just going to say, from a male's perspective, or from my perspective, and I am a guy, oftentimes I have to ask my fiance, do you want a vent or do you want a solution? Because oftentimes the place I go is solution oriented, and sometimes they're not looking for a solution. They just want to get something off their chest, off their mind, and that's what they're doing. And we can confuse that with, well, they're complaining about a problem, here's a solution. Let's take that solution. So I can understand from that perspective. But also, if you really love what you're doing, he's like, yeah, just, you know, work from home, be a housewife, and that's not what you want to do, I would probably figure that out before the ring.
100%.
Anything, you guys got anything, or should we move on?
Yeah, I think we can move on.
We got two more here. All right. Now, I'll try to be quick because we don't have a ton of time, and we still got a lot to cover. My wife wants to go to my gym. What's up, guys? And most importantly, Erin. Hello! This is my situation. My wife wants to start going to my gym. I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but my gym is a small gym, kind of like, he says, kind of like CrossFit. It's group-based activities, but it's not CrossFit. Okay, got it. Basically, there's a lot of group work. There are a lot of young, attractive women at this gym. And I want to be very clear that I have not and will not hit on these ladies, but it is nice to be around attractive women. This is not the reason, however, I do not want her to join my gym. The gym is my sanctuary. I work in a high-pressure work environment. He's a sales manager for a tech company, and the only time I really get time to myself is when I go to the gym at night. I fear that if she joins my gym, that I'll lose that time to myself, and it could make for make me a real grumpy dude. I told her if she wants to join, she can, but we should talk about it on Friday when we go to dinner. So I'm hoping you read this on air on Monday. Thank you for the hours of laughs on Mondays. You all are really great, blah, blah, blah. Really nice things that he says at the end. All right, so we got a guy. His wife wants to go to the gym he attends, doesn't want her to necessarily join because that is his safe space. You got something there?
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's a possibility of another time slot, if like she's wanting to go with you, I'd go back to explaining what you were explaining to us. Of like, hey, this is my sanctuary. I have a tough job. This is where I'm able to get out all my energy before I come home or even like after I've done whatever I need to do at home. I think that'd be the best idea.
Oh, Brad. Oh, Brad, that's not how women work.
No, that's it's not how they work, but you know what? At least you're doing your part of explaining that. And if there's another time slot that she can go to, that would be awesome if she's willing to do that.
She's going to go to that same time spot. Right?
So I do think there's something to, hey, you know, maybe you go in the mornings or, you know, maybe you split it up. But telling her that this is your space and you want to keep it your space, not going to go well has been my experience. Now, I do think if you finesse it the right way and are delicate around it, perhaps. Aaron, you got anything on this? Can you help our friend out?
Yeah, that's a rough one. It's, you know, maybe you can compromise and say, hey, I'll do something else with you. You know, like if the gym is really what you want, like what really do you want? Do you want a trainer? Maybe we could do that together. Maybe we could go for a walk every night, you know, maybe find some other activity that you can do together. You know, and some form of exercise if that's really what she wants. Because maybe what she wants is to spend more time with him.
Yeah, and you're working out too, which is like a good thing, I think, as couples. Yeah. Like, I understand. As someone who likes to work out by himself and you just kind of get zoned out, maybe bring that to her. Like, I'm someone who likes to kind of get zoned out, but if you want to come with me and we do our thing at the gym together, do that thing. Try to find a way you can try to keep your sanctuary, but at the same point in time, you're both trying to stay fit, and that's probably a good thing. I think you would rather have, I think both partners would like to have either partner both being as fit as possible.
Right,
so
right.
I'm sure you're happy she's working out. I'm sure she's happy you're working out. So, you know, keep the workouts happening for everybody to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, I think you might have to just concede this one or let her come a couple times to the gym with you and just see, like, does she have to go every night? Is it something where she could just join, like, you know, once or twice a week, so you could still have that space? I don't know. I would try to finesse a way to not have her join you if that's not what you want.
But trying to do something without your wife is always going to lead to nefarious ideas. And
right,
you already mentioned it. There are nefarious things out there, apparently.
There's attractive young women, she might be picking up on that. Yeah. So maybe cool your jets, playboy.
Yeah, I was saying that's not the best way to start it off. I said that's not what I'm going for. But I'm talking about a problem with that's not a problem.
Yeah, are you coming home and like, oh man, me and Kelly had quite the workout today? Because if you're doing that, that's part of the problem, bro. She might just be going there just to keep an eye on you.
Just
so
I would stuff out. Yeah.
I would keep it as low key as possible. So we got to get to this question. We have another one, but we're gonna have to get to it at another time because this one's really good. But dun 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 for next week. Aaron, thank you as always. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron. All right. So somehow I mismanaged the clock horribly. Call me Andy Reid in my early career. North State update as quick as you can, sir.
All right. Basketball seasons did not end very well. They ended poorly in the tournament. The men losing to San Marcos, 96-104, high scoring game. They end their season at a 13-16 overall record. Women had a little bit better of a season. They had an 18-11 overall record, but unfortunately losing to Cal Poly in the first round of the CCAA tournament. Both teams, I have not heard of anything of them going to the West region. So that's unfortunate. Season ends for them. Going to baseball, not great season for them. They're a 7-6 overall, 2-2 in conference. They are on a 2-game win streak, but their next games will be against Cal Poly Pomona at home. So check them out this weekend, Friday, doubleheader on Saturday, and a game on Sunday. Now going to softball, they are 8-8 right now, 3-5 in conference. Not a great season as per their past, but time to turn around at home this weekend. They'll be playing Stanislaus State Friday, doubleheader, and Saturday, doubleheader as well. Now going back to basketball for prep, Chico High played against Half Moon Bay. Number 5 seed playing against the number 10 Half Moon Bay. Chico High, home court advantage, loses 71-61. Season ends, but one heck of a season for them. Good for you guys. And going to Pleasant Valley Girls, they fought hard this year. They were the number 2 seed going into the Division 2. They lost to Central, number 4. Unfortunately, they had a 6-foot-tall girl. And when you're a short team like that, there's not much you can do. They lost 62-51. Central ended up winning the state championship 52-41. But positive thing for the Pleasant Valley Vikings, they have 7 sophomores and the rest are juniors. There's not a senior on that team. So guess what? They're coming back, and they're coming back nice. Really strong and ready to go. So that is my North State update.
But you're saying size matters, though.
100% size matters in women's basketball.
Yeah. And men's as well.
Yeah, we'll say size.
Yeah,
in general, size.
Yeah, when you got a 6'5", 6'6", guy in high school basketball, that's pretty hard to beat. Most guys don't. You're around 6'3", 6'4".
Size matters.
Yeah, really does.